When she joined the inner circle, Rhonda's sales had completely stalled. I'm sure you know how that feels. But here's the good news. 8 months later, her sales have grown beyond her expectations, and she can pin it down to one marketing activity that she does every month. It's a deal breaker for her not to do this. The good news is every one of you can do this. So come and listen. Come meet Rhonda.
Welcome to the E-commerce Roadmap, the podcast for store owners who are growing their sales without spending a fortune on ads. Each week, you'll learn actionable strategies and tips that will fast-track the growth and profitability of your e-commerce business. So buckle up and join your host, Susan Bradley, as we dive into the work that will grow your sales this year.
Hey, I am so excited to finally get to meet you, Rhonda Collins. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on our podcast.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah. Thank you. I have so much respect and admiration for you. I feel really privileged to be able to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Gosh, I feel good. And I'm just sitting here in my stretchy pants. Nothing special, but I do appreciate all your kind words. So listen, you own this really interesting, cool business called Toy Cycle. And I had some questions before we started recording about Toy Cycle, because it is a super interesting concept. And I would love it if you could take a minute just to explain to everybody who's listening a little bit about Toy Cycle, some of your, how long you've been in business, some of the good things about your business, and then maybe you can share a few of the challenges that you've had.
Okay, sure. So Toy Cycle is a resale marketplace for families. We sell toys and baby gear. Mostly babies and young children are the types of products that we have. We get them for the most part on consignment from families like yours or anyone else's. We're operating in the San Francisco Bay Area, so we can do things in person and curbside here, but we also receive cleanout boxes from across the U.S. from families who are trying to offload all of those toys and gear that they find themselves using in the early days after having children. We also are partnered with some toy companies. We're a public benefit corporation, and so our North Star mission is sustainability. So we're partnered with some sustainably focused toy companies. And what that means is that we also get from them customer returns, open box products, things in their warehouse that are B-stock for whatever reason and can't be sold. And we can put those into our marketplace and sell them to our customers. So highly curated, very high quality, fully vetted and customer guarantee, which is something I feel like, you know, young parents or parents of young children really need.
Oh, so cool. And how long have you been doing this?
I tried a swap platform, or let's say a first iteration of this work several years prior to launching the web store in the end of 2019. So it's been it'll be 5 years at the end of this year.
Wow. Oh my God. It feels like 18 months, really. It happens so fast. So one of the great things we were talking about, your business, and one of the great things is you don't pay for inventory really until you sell it. So that is totally amazing. But I'm sure it comes with some challenges too. What kind of things do you face?
Oh, gosh. Well, the main challenge with a resale marketplace or any kind of two-sided marketplace where we need to be bringing in the supply and bringing in the demand together, that's been hard to manage. Sometimes we have a lot more supply and just gobs of things coming in and, you know, we're not bringing in the traffic and the customers, and other times we're getting a less in the flow of consignment. But we've managed that thus far. It's been a challenge to grow. It's been a challenge to get the capital to grow. We've had all sorts of, anything you can imagine, Susan, that I bet other business owners and especially e-commerce, the platform that we operated on initially did not work well for us, and all sorts of things that we've had to overcome.
I think that something that really predicts success for me when I look at what someone does is how good of a problem solver are you? How resourceful are you? How much grit do you have?
I love hearing you say that because When I'm asking myself whether I'm being really stupid by being as tenacious as I'm being, I like to hear your voice. And I think, no, I'm not. I'm really, you know, I'm hanging in there. I'm persistent. I'm tenacious. I've got the grit. I've kept going. And things are really blossoming now. So yeah. I can tell you about that.
Yeah, I love hearing your story because and particularly about the, you know, the bumps along the road and how you solve those problems. It's really good because, you know, I think we mostly go into this with the expectation that it's, you know, it's a smooth ride and it's really hard what we do. But like just listening to you before we started recording, all of the changes that you've made over those 5 years really tells me that you're on the right track and you have a lot of processes in place. And you are kind of juggling a couple balls, right? Because usually when we source our product, it's a, you know, you can get a large quantity of product in a single transaction or conversation, but I suppose you've got multiple conversations going on all the time.
Yes. Yeah, that is certainly true. I think of business as one in which, I mean, we are certainly selling to customers, right? That's a big and very important part of what we do. I feel like we offer this service, though, as well to families who are overwhelmed and crazed by work and life and taking care of children and just don't know what to do with the pile of stuff that they've acquired to do that. So,
which is why you started the business.
Yes, that's exactly right. I had twins myself and I went through it myself and I was crazed. I continue to be crazed. My twins are teenagers now.
Just different stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. So you have been an Inner Circle member for almost a year, coming up on a year shortly. And when I think of, again, what predicts success, I think of people like you who, you came to us, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about that, but you came to us really to solve a problem and you found a path, like you took the training and made it work for you. So I would love it. I would love for other people to hear. We actually have quite a few new people in our community right now. Could you tell me what your business looked like a year ago? What were you doing and how are you feeling a year from today?
A year ago, things were basically working, but not in a way that felt good to me. I didn't know how to grow. I didn't know how to increase my traffic. I didn't know what I needed to do to get more sales. I mean, we were operational. We were making sales, but it was pretty static and I couldn't pay myself. I wasn't paying myself a year ago. And I just didn't know what to do. Honestly, I didn't know what to do. And really purely by accident, I landed on your podcast. I was just kind of searching for something to listen to and I found it and I thought, oh, well, let's check this out. And then listened to, as I told you previously, I don't know, maybe 80% of your podcasts, I just, you know, consumed them rapidly.
A lot of me talking.
Yeah. But I loved them and decided to go ahead and join the Inner Circle. And I have to say, I think I've heard you talk about this too in a podcast. I've tried a number of different things, programs, things that I paid for, you know, how to grow your Instagram following, how to become an SEO expert, all these different things in different places. And none of them ever worked for me for a variety of different reasons. And so I was a little hesitant even about joining the Inner Circle, right? But I'd heard so much of you talking in your podcast, I was willing to give it a try. And then, of course, thank goodness I did, because it's been amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you. I hear you. And I think it's a combination of, like, you know, I've talked about that I took some courses when I was trying to figure out how to grow WeSqueak. And I was like, yeah, well, that didn't work. And I think part of it is learning style and where you are on your journey. And then also overwhelm, like if there's the training is too much to take. So I'm happy to hear that it worked well for you. But let's talk about what you thought, what you were hoping to get more than anything when you joined us. What were you hoping you would find on the inside?
Well, having listened to some of your podcasts, I was hoping that I was going to learn how to increase my traffic and grow my sales. Honestly, I hadn't. Social media was something I did. I had a Facebook page. I had an Instagram account. I had a Pinterest account. I had dabbled in Facebook ads. They never seemed to do anything for me. I found it overwhelming to try and keep up the posting on Instagram. None of it seemed like it was really working for me. And so I wanted to find out how to make that all work. I mean, you are the social sales girl. So
We are the social sales girl. So where did you start? Like, what did you like? You're smart. So, and you know how to make this work. So what did you dig in with first?
Okay. First, I'm going to disabuse you a little bit of
absolutely
how smart I am.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you, I mean, I do think I am smart, but I want to tell you that the first thing I remember doing, I think I did a little bit of Klaviyo work, but the first thing I really remember, like viscerally, is being on one of the 30-day growth calls. And I don't remember if this was last May or June or something like that. And I have to confess, and it's a little embarrassing, that I didn't realize that a sales funnel could be applied to an e-commerce store. I kind of thought sales funnels were things that, you know, sales teams and giant enterprise corporations use to track their leads and bring on clients. And so I had no concept of using one for my business, and I didn't even know what an audience actually was. So that's a little embarrassing for me to admit, because I've been in business for a few years already. But so doing that first worksheet, build your funnel monthly worksheet, I can remember, I had to recreate it because I accidentally overwrote it. But what I really remember is that my audience that first time last May or something was around 3,500.
Oh. Oh.
And then, you know, and you want it to be like 100,000, right?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. And so I realized, I mean, of course, the reason I remember it so viscerally is like my stomach dropped. But then also what came immediately after that is, you know, again, your voice or just the whole point of this program, it's a problem to be solved. This is the work you need to do. So that's the whole point of the funnel, right? I had no audience. That's where I needed to work. Yeah. So then I went on to use a lot of the other tools of the program, the Ads Made Easy and the Audience Booster and various things like that. And today I can tell you, I just did my numbers today. I have an audience of 135,000.
Oh, yay.
The last 30 days. So that's really exciting. Yeah.
So I just want to share with you that that isn't a surprise that you didn't know what a sales funnel was. And there's two reasons for that. The first reason is super clear to me because we tried, you know, I fail a lot. I fail all the time. And we all feel like our failures are public. Mine actually are. In my little corner of the world. But we tried to do some advertising to get people to come to what we called a Build Your Sales Funnel workshop. And it was like, to get someone into that workshop was costing like $40. And like people, it wasn't resonating with anyone. And so what I learned from that expensive mistake was that our people, like the people like us, people like you and me, and in fact, when I owned WeSqueak, that it resonated with me, I don't know. That's not the language we speak. Right. What we needed, and that's why we ended up calling this training the big picture training, because what we are mostly missing, the gap for most of us, is we just can't see how all of this fits together. We know there's all this stuff we have to do, but we can't see how it all fits together. We don't know what the benchmarks are, which we'd be measuring. And so we also can't see the impact of all this work we're doing, because it's not affecting our sales, really. It's just affecting how much we work. And so that's the one reason I knew, is because it just felt, it was advertising that just fell flat. Like I could have been sitting by myself on that workshop. It wasn't good. And then the other reason I knew is because all of us on our team, like the coaches, we all talked about, you know, there's just something missing. We can't figure it out. What is missing? How do we connect all the dots? And it was Tina and Kelly Barth and I were at a team retreat together. And that's where we came up with that training. And I've heard so many times that, oh, even from my mastermind, I was doing some calls with my mastermind group yesterday. And one of those people who had a multi-six-figure store already said, well, actually, that's when it all came together for me, is when I saw that big picture. So if anyone can think of a better word for it than sales funnel, I'm open, because you're right. We don't think about that. And so you're in the majority of people. You should have known. But isn't it great to have something to focus on and something to measure that shows the impact of your work, even though you're not at the sales stage yet?
Right. Like,
it's huge. Yeah. So do you do it every month? Now I'm putting you on the spot.
I do it every month, actually. And I think a couple, the sales funnel is perhaps the most important thing that I've taken from the program at this point. But in that it's identifying the work I need to do. I mean, I like that aspect of what you're helping us with, is you look at the data, you put all of this together, it's in a picture, you see the funnel, and you can understand what's missing and where you need to work. So I know at any given time I need to be working on my audience, or I need to be working on traffic, or the warmer area with the email marketing. There are things I haven't cracked yet, obviously. I mean, I will just keep doing this work, but I just love being able to see it. I love being able to see that data and that visual image of what's going on.
Well, thank you for that. That makes me feel great. It makes me feel like we're on the right track, because we're actually in the process of building a new classroom, and all the training is based on the stages of the funnel.
So, oh, great.
Yeah, right. So when you see the gap, you know which unit to go to. So that's going to be helpful too. So in June, way back in June, before I really knew you, you sent a little email out to our customer service. And it was for me, I think. And in that email, you said, I'll look at it. It was so, I was made my day. And it said, what did it say? It said, I just wanted to thank you for the incredible work you're doing. I've tried many other courses, read blogs, listened to podcasts. And this, yours is the best, most direct, hands-on, one-on-one, actionable program I've found, and I'm thrilled. But here's the part I loved, is that you attached a screenshot of your email results. And that's what I'm saying, you're smart. Like you told me, your email, and you said, you know, you gave us the screenshot, your email results were up 921%. How did that even happen? Tell me what you did. Tell all of us what you did, because that was only a few months after you joined.
Right. Well, I just started the mini campaigns. I hadn't been doing anything. I was already on Klaviyo because someone in months prior to that had advised that I do that. But I wasn't using Klaviyo strategically at all. I had a few automations going. Honestly, I may have been doing the automations through Shopify at that point. I don't think I was doing automations through Klaviyo. I think I was principally receiving the incoming requests to consign. I wasn't really doing marketing through Klaviyo, now that I recall. And I can tell you again, because I went back and rebuilt my little sales, my funnel. My focused marketing back at that time was 3.67%.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, things were, you know, yeah. And now I'm at, I think this month I'm at 32%.
Oh, that's
so
good.
You know.
I love that you have kept your, like, all your data, because it lets you see your progress. Because I'm sure you still have some days where you're like, wow, should I just like lock the door, you know, throw in a bomb, lock the door and run really fast, or should I keep going? And so looking at that probably helps you pull yourself out of whatever bad day you're having.
It really does. And again, I hear your voice, thank you, in my head, because I do tend to get a little panicked when sales are down. And, you know, like I have a great sale day and then the next day there's like nothing. And I'm thinking, what's going wrong? And then maybe a week of really low sales and I'm really starting to feel uncomfortable. But if I go in to my Shopify dashboard and instead of looking, you know, this week compared to last week, I look this week compared to this week last year and everything's up, then I can feel like, okay, it's okay. Don't
panic. Yeah. So, I mean, that had even happened to me like with WeSqueak, where I was like, oh, I got to see if the cart's working. And I'd be messaging someone saying, can you just try and check? And so that's so good. It even happens. Like you just have to know, we all do it. I was again on a call with one of my mastermind people this week, because that's what we're working on. And she was saying what a terrible month she was having. And for some reason, you know, she's busy. We get busy and we forget. And so I wanted her to look at last year for the same month. Yeah, it was the same last year. This is just not a great month for her. Yeah. And and she was still up on the year. So instead of like sitting in the corner, you know, having a fit about it, it's like gives you the space to say, okay, I'm okay. I'm going to figure out how to do whatever it is that I'm working on. So, oh, that's really good. So anyway, so that's when you came on my radar, is in June when you sent that email. And then in January, like you participate, but we don't hear a ton from you. And then January, you pop out of nowhere with this amazing post in the Inner Circle about your year over year results. And what did, I'm going to grab it so that everyone can hear. You posted that you had started some Ads Made Easy style ads in April. So that was that's in our program. And your sales were up 138% and your traffic was up 71% and your orders were up 86% and your average order value was up 36%. Like, and it just goes on. You've got other stats too. You like the data, don't you?
And I love seeing the numbers in green with the little arrows going up. That's what I like most.
So again, nobody has time to do all the things. What were like the three or four things that are deal breakers for you, that even if you are super busy, but all sorts of stuff going on, because I know you just had a move as well of your warehouse. Right. What are the things that you say, I have to do this every week and I'm going to just commit to getting them done?
Oh, that's a tough question, because actually things are kind of changing a bit. I mean, right now I'm doing reliable revenue. So that's something that I need to make sure I do every week. But I wanted to say, I do check in to my Facebook ads results and make sure that those are still doing what they need to be doing. And interestingly, you know, the Ads Made Easy, what I love about that whole training is I didn't understand that there were different types of ads, actually. You know, I thought you created an ad because you wanted to get a customer to come to your site and buy something. So to do the engagement ads, for example, and to choose it, I mean, let me just say the other thing about the program, which is just astonishing, is literally having, you know, Kathy Hayhurst or whoever right there in the video saying, okay, and showing you their screen. So you go through here and you're going to want to check this and you want to make sure that you're doing this and your audience, you can come up with some ideas here. And then you go on to the next, you know, it's step by step, and it showed me how to do everything. And I had never been able to see any Facebook results previous from the ads that I had, you know, who knows what I had even done in terms of creating ads. But that, I think one of the ones that you didn't mention, I had like a 9,000% increase on a collection, which is the collection that I'm showing in the ad that I'm running, the engagement ad that I'm running on Facebook. So, and I've been running that since, you know, last April or whenever it was, just a few dollars a day. And it's just amazing how these programs work, how the training works and the things that you've got set up. So.
But you did the work.
I did do the work. Yeah.
And I'm sure the first ad you did, that's not the one that got you those results, right? Like you have to, do you find you have to fail a few times or did you just like pull a rabbit out of the hat the first?
Well, I feel like that, I feel like that's built into the training, you know, because you do the sort of the ABC testing, I guess. You do the three different ads with different, and you do it through several sessions. So you're testing out the image and you're testing out the copy and you're testing out your audience. So you're doing all of that and fine tuning it until you get something that's working well. Yeah. And I have to say that actually once I got through all of that, the ad that I had was working well. I haven't changed it.
Amazing. That's, so it's like totally evergreen for you. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who's listening, when you talk about engagement ads, Rhonda, that's like, that's the top part of the funnel, right? That's the, and so tell everybody in your words, like, I think that's the biggest struggle for people because you are right. Most people will teach you how to do a Facebook ad that goes for a purchase.
Right.
And you know, that's really hard, especially when you don't know your audience. You don't know what images work. You don't know what copy works. But I think, can you kind of explain to people about, I guess, really that process that why you have to do those ads, you have to have them running all the time. And that's how you got to that 100 and is it 130?
135,000 is my audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as I understand it, first and foremost, the engagement ads are much less expensive than any other type of ad. And you can see that you're bringing, you know, this huge number of people who are engaging with your ad, some of whom are even clicking through to your website. That's not the goal necessarily, but you're just trying to build this audience that you can then run different types of ads to. So, because then you've got your warm audience. You've got your people who have seen you before. They understand, you know, all of this training about the awareness and the touch points and, you know, people need to understand who you are and have seen you several times and have come to your site several times and all of that. And that's what those ads are about. So I guess, you know, I guess what I would have to say is when you understand that an action that you're taking is not necessarily the thing that you hope brings the customer and generates the sale right then and there, but is the thing that builds your audience. And you know, that brings in more traffic. And you know, when you, you know, do your frequency and recency with that warm traffic that you're going to get the sales, you just like understand how the whole flow works. Then it's very fulfilling and exciting to have created that engagement ad and you got, you know, 3,000, whatever, you know, it was views or something on your video ad. So yeah, it's just, you know, it just is really exciting to complete those pieces and have success and wins in those areas. And ultimately, you know, that's going to lead to more sales.
I love that you get it, the strategy. You're exactly right. It's that at that stage of the funnel or that state, those ads that you're running, success isn't a sale. Success right. is like every month I check my audience and it's bigger. And then I just know that 1-2% of those people are going to visit my website. And the other thing that I think is really powerful in your results is that you've taken the time to build this big audience. You've spent money on these engagement ads and you're right, they're so cheap. But then you actually did the second part, which is the email part. Like you worked on getting them on your email list. And so instead of having to spend a ton of money still retargeting those people to get them to buy, you actually did the conversion on your own.
Right. And I'm in the Reliable Revenue course now, so I'm really making that better and better.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. I know. I always hesitate. I've actually got two really crappy reviews on the podcast right now that are keeping me up at night because I've talked so much about Reliable Revenue. And it was like, oh, this is just a sales pitch. And I'm like, whoops. But But it's so, so important to me because I know that that's not generally something I can hit somebody with out of the blue, that this reliable, because it's a lot of work. Are you finding that it's like you have to pay attention, right?
I'm finding that it's definitely a lot of work, but the way you have it set up with the number of examples and, you know, the scripts and everything, I feel like I'm actually able to move through it fairly easily. I'm doing it in little, like I'll just do two emails in the flow and then I'll come back the next day and do two more or something. Can't do it all in one take. It's in bites.
Yeah. But so anyone who doesn't know, it's an email, basically email marketing course. Sorry to interrupt. Yes. But I'm like, oh.
Yes.
So, yeah. So if anyone wants to give me another review that isn't about, that she talks about reliable revenue. But I guess what I was saying is it's so important to me because I know that was what solved my sales problem, mm-hmm. is learning how to set up this business that wasn't going to be dependent on ads really to get me sales, that so I could afford to make the sales and then learn how to get people into my funnel. At the time, I didn't even know it was a funnel, how to get them on my email list and how to convert them into customers over time. Because I knew that if I could learn how to do that, then I could control my sales. And right. So I see so many people struggling to, like, you know, just keep going and keep going and keep going and reinvent the wheel every month. I'm sure you felt like that at one time or another. Like, how am I going to make my sales this month? I see so much of that. And that's like, just exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not so. Yeah. Anyway. So
it's really what, you know, you asked me earlier how I felt a year ago and how I feel now. I mean, the work, there's just as much work. I'm doing just as much work, but I have a more positive attitude and I believe in what I'm doing. And I know that I'm going to get results because I have been getting results. So that just makes all the difference, yeah. Right? It's one thing to work your butt off and not have it work. I mean, that's kind of devastating, really. And be working really hard and have it be working.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that knowledge that you have now about how it works, that's going to serve you for, like, you can take that anywhere. If you sell Toy Cycle one day, you still have that knowledge. You'll still understand how to, like, how to structure another business. Mm-hmm. That's what's so cool about it. What would you say to somebody, like, we have new people in the inner circle. What would you say to them? Like, how do they, because sometimes it's overwhelming, but maybe often it's overwhelming. What would you, like, you're good, I think, at putting the blinders on, putting your head down, doing the work. What advice would you give them? Where should they start? What would you, like, you know, you've got other things to do in a day. What would, if someone asked you just as a friend, what would you tell them? How do I get started getting on this very same path that you're on?
Well, I I'll just go back to the sales funnel concept and understanding where you need to do the work, because it can feel so completely overwhelming to need to build an audience and bring in traffic and set up an email marketing system and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think what's the beauty of that system is being able to look at the data and see where the holes are. You know, you might not be doing great in any of those areas,
yeah.
But they're certainly going to be, you're going to be able to line them up and understand where you really need to do the most work. And you can just start there. And then if you're in the inner circle and you know that you need to do your focused marketing, well, there are courses on what you can try to do.
Yeah.
Or if you need to build your audience, there are courses on how to do that. So I think that's one of the things that just keeps me sane, is that I can look at my data and I can understand what work I need to do. I'm always behind on everything. I mean, I'm always backed up. But I know now that I don't have to, like, scramble like mad and crazy and try and do everything. I can figure out what's the high priority thing by looking at my funnel and at my data, and then just work on that.
Oh, that's the best advice, that you just gave everyone permission to not have to do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish more people would think that way, like you are thinking, because actually, when you're all frazzled like that, do you kind of ineffective anyway?
I think so. I think you're right about that. your brain is just firing all over the place, and you're not thinking clearly anyway, and trying to do everything. I think you've said it a number of times, and you're trying to do everything. So you're kind of doing everything halfway or not very effectively. So nothing is getting done in a really effective way.
Yeah. So. The thing that you said that I would love everyone to onboard, and it's certainly something that I think about and probably say often too, is that everything that we do often feels so personal. Like, why is this happening to us? Or I failed at this, or I'm not good at this, or all those things that, you know, we all say to ourselves. And really what all of this is just another problem to solve. And you said that.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you say that. Sorry about that.
It changes how you feel when you, instead of feeling like, well, my Facebook ad is not working or my email list is not growing. When you say those things to yourself, it feels like you're doing something wrong or you're failing. But when you say, well, this is a problem to solve, like when we think about the problems, the hard problems in our life that we've solved, we don't do it in a day,
right?
Or a week.
And often there are things we need help with too. So that's a really important piece of it, is recognizing, and this is, I've gotten from this community, from the inner circle, is recognizing that everyone's dealing with these problems. And I am a problem solver. I love actually to tackle problems. I mean, I don't know what would happen if my business suddenly just like worked perfectly and there were no problems. I might get bored.
Yeah, call me.
You know, knowing that you've got a problem and others have that problem too. So it's not you necessarily. And there's someone you can go to get help.
Yeah.
On a coaching call or what have you, or through, you know, in the website, the Facebook page or whatever. That's just great as well. That's really helpful to one's mental health.
You don't have to suffer in silence.
Right. Right.
So what's next for you? So you've got this audience that's right in the area of where we want it to be. You've got sales. You do a lot of converting on your own. What's your next? Like what if we were talking a year from now, what would your business look like?
Well, I hope I have the same type of growth that I've managed over this last year. I'm at the risk of repeating one more time, I'm in reliable revenue right now. So I'm setting up I'm setting up all those automations that are going to, you know, nurture my customers through the email subscriptions and bring them to my site to convert more frequently. Once I've got that set up, I am ready to increase the size of my audience, and I'm going to do some collaborations. I'm going to set that as a goal for this year. I tried one last year. I have to say it was a flop. It was awful. It didn't work at all. And but I'm going to try again, because I know, you know, as you say, do it again, keep trying. I'm thinking once I feel really good about my conversion rate and so forth after this work that I'm doing right now, I'm going to increase my ad spend a little bit, you know, to bring in more traffic. I just want to increase my audience size, bring in more traffic to that conversion machine that I've created on the website.
Exactly. You just want to now take that, what you've got, and level up a little bit. You don't have to add in anything new, but people.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that. And the other thing I'll just share with you, and you maybe have heard me say it before, when you do that, expect that your conversion rate's going to drop a little bit in the short term. But then it's going to, it's the best way to build a business. It really is. So I love that you already know. That's amazing. So where can everybody see? You've got a great looking website.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where can everybody find you?
Toycycle.co, not .com, .co.
.co.
And it's Toycycle is all one word, just TOYCYCLE.co.
Go have a look. It's super cool. And if you have anybody in your life that might need this service, You should send them over to Rhonda. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us. You're so supportive. You're so positive. And I'm so grateful that you actually dig in and do the work, because that makes me feel like, you know, we really can help a lot of people get what they want out of their businesses if you just do the work. That's the missing piece. So thank you.
Thank you, Susan. That is really true. And I just so appreciate that you've made it possible for us to do this work. So
that's so good. Thank you. I'm going to see you back in the group.
Okay, great.
Hey there. Are your sales a lot slower than you thought they would be? So frustrating. You know you have a good product and you're just kind of stumped, wondering what you're missing and what it's going to take before you'll get the sales you want every day. So I want to share a free workshop I made for you. Before you start making more changes on your website, I want you to take a little bit of time and watch this. Spend 40 minutes with me and you're going to see why you're not getting the sales that you want, and you will be clear on what it is you really need to do to move the needle. I'm almost positive it's not change something on your website. Head on over to thesocialsalesgirls.com/sales every day and go have a watch. This is training from our inner circle. It's in our foundations unit. Our members get it right away and they leave feeling confident about their site, their product, their pricing, and they're ready to get on the path to success. I want to share that with you. So the URL is thesocialsalesgirls.com/sales every day. I'll stick it in the show notes. See you soon.